From the Director, Department of Transportation, the Airport Director, requesting authorization to enter into a building lease agreement with Flyer Logistics Solutions at Milwaukee County's MKE Regional Business Park at General Mitchell International Airport.
Senator Wyshon.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Could we take items 5 and 6 together since they both deal with the business park, and then have Mr. Bateman kind of comment on that altogether, and then I'd like to move approval of 5 and 6.
Okay, we have a motion to approve items 5 and 6, and when Mr. Bateman, I call you, I would like you to take both items 5 and 6. Madam Clerk, will you please read item number 6 also?
From the Director, Department of Transportation and the Airport Director, requesting authorization to enter into a building lease agreement for storage space with the Friends of the Mitchell Gallery of Flight, Inc. at Milwaukee County's MKE Regional Business Park at the General Mitchell International Airport.
Mr. Bailey.
Chairman, Supervisors, Flyer Logistics, which is, as you can see, is a part of PAX Air Freight, is diversifying their business somewhat and getting into a little more of a logistical traffic management program. And they have requested to lease building from the county at the MKE Regional Business Park. This is a small building located next to the cafeteria mess hall where we had the ribbon cutting.
Somebody point these out.
Here's the Deer College Avenue, and here's the main entrance into the business park, and Pass Air Creek is going to lease this building. It's a fairly small building here right next to the cafeteria mess hall.
Let's go and have another question.
Where's the other one?
The other one is here in the little green spot, and the situation there is currently.
Is that item 6?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. The museum puts this archive in a room in the administration building, and that's being displaced by the online baggage screen process that's underway right now. And so this would be provided.
Any other questions on item 5 and 6? Supervisor Jersey.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Since really the 440th is a somewhat of a unique facility, how were you able to arrive at the lease in terms of comparables or anything else? I mean, it strikes me that this is an extremely reasonable lease amount, but I'd like to hear your input on how you arrive at those rates.
I would like Mr. Torcivia to come up and explain the appraisal process that he goes through when we bring these recommendations to the committee.
State your name for the record, please.
Ted Torcivia, Airport Business Manager at General Mitchell International, Mr. Chair. Members of the committee. We enter into an appraisal agreement with an independent appraiser to look at the fair market value of lease rates in the area. Given the fact that it is a former military base and real estate terminology, it's more or less functionally obsolescent because it's not very visible from the street. The word is still getting out. We're starting to open it and soften the former military look. The rates tend to be a little slightly lower than the rest of some of the surrounding areas, but they are still very comparable. So this is based on independent information by appraisal looking at fair market value lease rates in the area.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. We have brand new 4-lane boulevard on College Avenue. Hopefully we're going to get some decent signage in there. This should not be an obsolete type facility. This should become a new exciting business park. I hope that's the way we're thinking. Did this appraiser have some expertise in the area of airport leases? An appraiser is just another opinion. What led you to get this particular appraisal and accept his particular opinion?
He has experience with airport hangars, with lease rates surrounding the area of the airport. He's very well established. And also, if there are any questions regarding Flyer Logistics, Michael Grills from Flyer Logistics is here as well to discuss. But when I respectfully talk about functional obsolescence, we are getting away from that image, and we are going to be having a rollout and a rebranding. And we have new street signs in there, and there's orders in for the new MKE Regional Business Park. We're going to be painting over the former 400,000-gallon fuel tank, and it's going to be a totally re-identification. So
So branding is in process.
Yes.
Is it your recommendation that this is a reasonable rent and this board should accept the recommendation?
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Is there an updated sort of business plan for the Airport Business Park? I remember reading the redevelopment report when we were taking this over, but I'm not sure that I've seen anything more recent than that.
Basically, we followed the original redevelopment plan done by RKG and Associates. We have it will be 2 years this July that we have been fully conveyed. We have not done a new master plan to that. We've been moving along and leasing up space. Probably about 35% of the space is now leased up. We're generating revenues where we're almost reaching the break-even point now. If that's the recommendation of the committee, we can definitely revisit that.
In terms of the financial performance of it, is this tracked as its own entity? I mean, a subsidiary of the airport?
It is its own cost center.
Okay. And do we get reporting of that specifically, Mr. Chairman?
Mr. Chairman, what the question was?
Do we get a reporting of that? Do we ever see it as an entity, how it's performing and sort of against a projection or against a plan?
Chairman, supervisors, no, you have not seen that. And at this point in time, it is still being subsidized by mm-hmm. the airport. So it is a loss leader. Not a loss leader, but it's a loss
sure.
Until we can get a few more tenants in there. But it's all part of the airport budget. And that's
okay.
where you would see that. And we do have it as a cost center okay. to keep track of that.
All right. Thank you. It's an item of interest. Thank you.
Since it's an item of interest, I want the supervisors. Can you show all the supervisors and get back over and show how that's set within your airport budget and how it's gaining or losing money mm-hmm. revenue and how you're funding the project, the pastor fees and stuff like that, so everybody have a sense of exactly how the project is funded, okay?
Yes.
And, Mr. Chair, are you going to, when you do your new branding and roll out the thing, will this committee be invited to all the when you do the tanking, the branding of the new the park, will we be there when you do your brand open?
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, yes, we have a marketing firm that we're planning a rollout and an event, and also it will be, the media invited, et cetera, as well. So.
Do you have some type of date so far? Date?
It will be this summer.
Oh, this summer?
Yeah. July.
Okay, thank you. All right, we have any other questions from the committee? If not, Madam Clerk, we have a motion for approval for item number 5 and 6. Will you please call the roll?
Wyshon?
Aye.
Borkowski?
Aye.
Jerzyk?
Aye.
Lipscomb?
Aye.
Haas?
Aye.
Bowen?
Aye.
Mr. Chair?
Aye.
7 ayes, 0 noes. The motion to approve items 5 and 6 is approved.
To Walker.